by Elvico Fowler. There's always some drama, soap opera on death row. At times it can be like a psychiatric ward, a general hospital where the men attempt to live out the days of our lives and have come to realize that we have only one life to live, so make the best of it. A female officer tells us, "I feel like y'all are all my children." In my mind, I say, "You ain't my mama. I'm a grown-ass man." But I can't deny that she's a compassion newsletter in the halls of Judge Dredd. But before I fade to black, let me tell you about Knights in Red Satin, the Suge Knights of Death Row, are some bad, bad men. Not bad meaning bad, but bad meaning good. Men so bad that they visit and care for the elderly and sick among us. So bad they sit at the day room tables and hash out peace and justice faster and more efficiently than the United Nations. So bad that they make sure Mother Goose is fed and get grim if she's mistreated. Wildlife conservation. Condemn men conserving life. Bad, bad Mr. Brown. Baddest man from his little hick town. Better than the deep blue sea. So bad he'll protect and aid the pregnant officer who was mean to him 3 days ago. Wrote him up for cursing her out. Lied on him too. Her child is safer around him than at home, where a stray bullet will come crashing through the window and she's getting a belly rub from her boyfriend. Bad men walking the green mile, muscles having a ball, sitting in a circle of blue steel chairs with civvies from Duke University, spitting Jason's lyrics and writing poetic justice. Some who say, hell yeah, I did it. Some who say, I didn't mean to. Some will say, why you sentence me, Judge? I ain't did nothing to nobody. The first thing a condemned murderer said to me this morning was, may peace and blessings be upon you. The second thing he said was, I love you, brother. You need something from the store today? He embraced me in a massive bear hug and didn't even stab me in the back, like a murderer is supposed to do. And I wasn't even worried about it. Didn't even cross my mind. Bad men. Very bad men. In the condemned barbershop, the minister of society won't even cut my throat when he shaves me. He'll even trim my nose hairs without me even asking him to.